Welcome to the Food for Your Soul podcast, where we apply the Word of God to the hearts of men and women to stoke the fires of your delight in Christ.
This whole season of the Food for Your Soul podcast has been devoted to what the Bible says about dealing with stress and anxiety. This is episode 39, so we've looked at this from a lot of angles. But the bottom line, when you struggle with the bad kind of anxiety, is to find peace and rest, right? Whatever the causes, whatever other things you know about that, the main thing, you want to find rest. You want to learn how to draw near to Christ in a way that gives rest to your troubled soul. And in Matthew 11, Jesus explained exactly how to do that. You find rest by doing the last thing that any of us would have ever guessed. And we'll find out what that is in today's episode. Draw near to Christ. That's number one. That's the first way to get rest. The second one is really counterintuitive. Verse 28. Take my yoke upon you and you'll find rest. Take my yoke and learn from me. Now, if you look up the word yoke in the Bible, most of the time it's connected to slavery. It was used to refer to slavery. It can also refer to the requirements that a ruler places on people under him. You can also use the word yoke to refer to placing yourself under the authority of somebody's body of teaching. That's the way that Jesus is using the word yoke here, because it's exactly what he says. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. He's defining what he means by yoke. Place yourself under the authority of the body of the teaching of Christ. That's what it means to take up his yoke. Being a Christian is not a matter of what you did sometime in the years past where you prayed a prayer, or you walked an aisle, or you were converted. Being a Christian is a life of learning from Jesus how to obey all that he commanded and submitting to the requirements that he lays out in his teaching. That's what being a Christian is. And some people, under the guise of what they call free grace, teach that Christ requires nothing of you. They think, well, that's what grace means. Grace is you don't have to do anything. He requires nothing. That is as wrong as it can be. He says, he uses the word yoke. To have a yoke on your shoulder is to distribute the weight of pulling a plow on your shoulders. To have a yoke on your shoulders means to pull a load. And the load, in this case, is the requirements that that authority or that law or that body of teaching imposes on you. That's why Jesus essentially uses the word yoke synonymously with the word burden. In verse 30, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He's just repeating himself. And so yoke equals burden. Now, does that sound strange? How does a burden give me rest? How does picking up a burden, I'm weighed down, I'm bogged down, I'm crushed under the weight of something, and then I get rest by taking up another burden? Very odd thing that Jesus is saying. And he says, it'll give you rest because it's easy? Easy? Are Jesus' teachings and requirements easier than what the Pharisees were saying? The Pharisees were saying, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. And Jesus says, no, love your enemy. They said, no adultery, no murder. Jesus said, no lust, no anger. Jesus required great joy while you're being persecuted and giving up everything and following him and taking up your cross. Easy? How is that easier than anything? I mean, sounds like the hardest thing there is. How is this easy? And Jesus answers that question in a wonderful way. He doesn't explain the details of exactly how it works. He just tells us something about himself. The reason you get rest by taking his yoke and putting his burden on your back and submitting to his teaching is very simple. It's because of what he's like. Verse 29, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Why? Because I'm humble and gentle in heart. That's what I'm like. I love that. It's the only place in the Bible that speaks of Jesus' heart. It's a very special verse, and Jesus is describing himself. He says, if you place yourself under the authority of my teaching, You don't ever have to worry about me throwing some huge, heavy, burdensome load on you that you're not going to be able to carry, because I'm not like that. I'm not that guy. I don't do that. It's not my nature to do that. You don't have to be afraid that what I'm going to require of you is going to be depleting to you. You can be assured that submitting to what I require will give you rest. It'll give you rejuvenation. Why? Because I have such a soft heart towards you. Jesus just wants you to understand how much he loves you, how soft his heart is towards you. How many times have we just twisted the concept of what Jesus' character is like because we imagine a Jesus that can't be pleased. Sometimes, you feel like such a screw-up, such a failure, and I'm so far away from what I should be, and you feel, at those times, it seems like God is almost impossible to please. If you think, what should I be like? And you imagine something that's so far out of your reach, it's like, he's impossible to please. Well, that's because the God that you have in your mind is impossible to please, but that's not the real God. The real God is easy for his children to please. He's not hard. He's humble and gentle in heart towards you. So that's the general answer that Jesus gives us. It's just what he's like. But it still leaves us with the question of how to reconcile the fact that Jesus says it's easy and the Christian life is not easy. Right? Paul took up this easy yoke, right? He was a Christian, and he had unceasing anguish and trouble and heartache and constant concern for all the churches and suffering almost beyond his ability to bear. That's how he described his easy yoke. So how do we explain that? Well, first of all, as I said before, the ultimate fulfillment is in heaven, right? There's still some labor and toil and heaviness in this life. But there still really is a very real and wonderful sense in which we enjoy Sabbath rest here and now in this life. I'm just going to give you four quick suggestions of how that is. How Jesus' yoke and his burden makes your life easy. First, it's because it's good for you. The word translated easy, when he says my yoke is easy, it's actually the word, it's an interesting word. It means good or pleasant or beautiful. When it's used of people, it's the normal word for kindness. It's like, my yoke is kind to you. It's nice. It's pleasant. That's the load that he's putting on you. He's putting a real friendly load on you. It's good for you. That's the point. It's good for you. It's richly rewarding. See, you don't feel burdened when the reward from a task is way more than what the task costs you, right? Taking out the trash feels burdensome to you because the reward is so minimal. If somebody offered you $10 million to take out the trash, you'd be delighted to take it out, right? We work harder at our leisure than we do at work, and it's not even burdensome to us. In fact, we pay money to do it. Why? Because of the reward. Because of the reward. If the reward is great enough, the task is not burdensome. The Lord Jesus does make very large demands on us. No question about that. But his commands are not burdensome because he always gives more than he requires. He always gives more than he requires. If we feel burdened by it, it may be that we've just lost sight of the rewards. We've lost sight of the benefits. That's one. Number two, another thing that makes it light and easy is the fact that it's work that you were designed for. You were made for it. You're suited for it. You know, if you get the right yoke on an ox and it fits him just right, the ox, it's like the ox actually wants to pull that load. It's what he was made for. He just wants to do it. It's the work that's fulfilling for him. It's what oxen were made for. It's kind of like a little boy running around. True or false? Little boys were designed to just run full speed. Right? It is far more burdensome on a little boy to sit still and do nothing for an hour than it is to run full speed for an hour. Now, for us, it's the opposite. Running full speed for an hour for me would be very burdensome. Little boys, why? It feels good for them to just go nuts. Why? Because God made them that way. It's renewing and refreshing and rest-giving. the work that Christ called you to is like that. It's what you were made for. It's what he designed you for. It's going to feel good. John 4:34, Jesus said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." And they were bringing him supper, and he was turning it down. He's like, "I don't even need that. I feel good. I was just ministering to this woman. This is what I was made for. This, I feel good doing this." God created you to do the work of Christ, and so when you're doing that work, it's going to be more fulfilling than sitting on a beach somewhere or anything else. Third, his burden is light because his yoke is an enabling, strength-giving yoke. Jesus gives you strength to do the work. In Matthew 23, here's where I'm getting this. In Matthew 23, Jesus rebukes the Pharisees because they tie up heavy burdens on men's shoulders, put them on men's shoulders, and don't lift a finger to help them. Right? So they put their burden, their yoke, on men, and they don't lift a finger to help them. Jesus rebukes them for not lifting a finger to help people bear their yoke. Can we be assured that Jesus is different? That Jesus isn't guilty of the same thing he is rebuking the Pharisees for? Yes. Which means if we take up his yoke, he'll help us bear the yoke. He'll strengthen us. It's just like that paralytic. When Jesus told the paralytic to stand, it's when Jesus told him to stand up that he got the strength to stand up. Right? When the man made the effort to obey, that's when he got the strength. When you place yourself under the yoke of Jesus' teaching, you're strengthened by the teaching to do it. That's the third one. Fourth one. Fourth reason why his burden is light is it's the only burden we have to carry. It is the only thing you have to do in life. Jesus is our only Lord, which means we don't have to ever do anything other than what he requires of us. We don't have to do anything other than what Jesus requires. We get worn out spiritually a lot of times because we're trying to do all the stuff Jesus called us to do and all the stuff that we put on our own shoulders to do. And what our family and friends and relatives expect us to do. And we get in our head that we need to do more than what God is requiring of us, and we create a workload that requires more than 24 hours a day and more than 7 days a week, and we get burned out because we can never just do what Jesus requires and then rest and trust God to handle running the universe without our help. Right? If you're burdened, throw off every other yoke and just take up Christ's yoke. All right, so those are a few ideas of how his burden is light. And there may be others that you can think of. That'll just get your thinking started. But to answer the question we started with, what should you do when you're weighed down? You're like the key in the sea. You're just weighed down. You're floating through life, a bunch of garbage. You're overwhelmed. Answer, come to Christ. Move towards him. Take up his yoke and his teaching. Seek his presence. Can you imagine? Some 30-year-old Jewish peasant stands up one day and says, "The whole world can find rest from their heavy, toilsome burden by leaning on me." What? And I mean, anyone else says that, and the people standing there get a good chuckle, and it's over, and it's forgotten. Jesus says it, and they become some of the most precious, most comforting, most memorized words ever uttered in human history. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am humble and gentle in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Happy Sabbath day.
Do you have a concept of God as one who's impossible to please? In the parable of the talents, the lazy servant gets rebuked for not doing anything, and his excuse was, "I knew you were a hard man." Do you think of God as a hard master? If you do, that will have the same paralyzing effect on you that it had on that servant. You won't venture or risk anything because of fear of messing up. If that's you, find a trusted friend or your pastor or someone who can help you think through what you could do to adjust your conception of God to a more accurate picture, like this one Jesus gives us in Matthew 11 of him being humble and gentle in heart toward you. So that's the first exercise. Secondly, think through whether some of your anxiety is due to losing sight of the rewards involved in serving the Lord. You wouldn't have anxiety about taking out the trash if someone paid you $1 million to do it. And none of us would feel burdened with the workload that God has given us in life if we had even the slightest conception of the reward involved. So try this. Whenever you push yourself to do the right thing because of conscience, you say to yourself, oh, I probably shouldn't do that, or I ought to do this because it's the right thing to do. Move beyond just following conscience to seeking reward. If I do this, God will richly reward me, just as he promised. That's the way Jesus taught us to live our lives. And if you doubt that, just read Matthew 6 sometime and underline every time you see the word reward. Then one more exercise. Survey your life and ask, are there some burdens that I need to throw off? If you can't do all the stuff that's on your plate, then there must be some things on there that God didn't commission. They're just burdens you laid on yourself. Discover any of those, throw them off, and focus only on what you know the Lord wants you to be doing.
Thank you for listening. We pray these principles from the Word of God are helping you find the peace of God as you draw nearer to the God of peace. Maybe there's someone in your network who would enjoy these podcasts. You never know how posting a link on Facebook might change someone's day or their whole life. Please remember to pray for this ministry, and remember that we're a crowd-funded ministry, so every gift helps. Just go to treasuringgod.com. Until next time, rejoice in the Lord always, and set your mind on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.